AgX is the kind of scientific shorthand for the silver halides, which are the light-sensitive salts that react to light and form the photographic image. So, for me, through the 20th century, film media have been the kind of repository of so much of culture and also of our memories. So AGX seemed like a really nice way to kind of get at the fabric of material memory. And certainly for me, the project uses my archive of photographs that I shot when I was at high school. So it's all black and white photos from when I was a young goth in the 80s, really. And the phrase I use, it's time-lapse macro photography of photographic negatives being destroyed by acid. So look, it's a collaboration with my colleague Amanda Raquel Bruchette, who's an environmental scientist and artist, and she's a chemist. And I conceived this project of kind of interrogating physical memory through destroying photographs and filming it. And so we developed a process in the science lab and experimented with a whole lot of different chemicals and compounds, oxidizing agents, strong acids, all of which do different, crazy, and utterly beautiful and entrancing things to photographic film. It's kind of brutal is the term that I like to try to use. It's kind of brutal and beautiful at the same time. We were, astounded doing this project at the different effects you'd get from, say, acetic acid, which has a very subtle kind of billowy wafting effect on the negative. It makes it kind of pucker and billow like sheets in the wind, through to sulfuric acid, which is extremely corrosive, and it literally burns the material away, and everything turns orange and yellow and red, and it's a very, it looks violent, and right through to hydrogen peroxide, which is an oxidizing agent, and it bubbles the silver away. We had no idea what would work, what wouldn't work. We did a bunch of experiments, and we just got nothing. I think acetone we thought would be really interesting, and it just did nothing. Before we got to the images used in the exhibition, there was a lot of experimentation, as you'd expect from any kind of science art project. There was experimentation to get the good oil, to get the really good moments where something dynamic and kind of rich happened. And sometimes that would happen within 30 seconds of, pouring the compound on the film. Sometimes it would take 5 hours and it sits there and does literally nothing, and then everything falls apart. Project is comprised of two 11-minute videos, each of which use different materials. So one of the films just uses the strong acids, sulfuric, acetic, and nitric acid, and the other one uses hydrogen peroxide and what are called redox reactions between copper wire and silver nitrate. And that's where the copper kind of pulls the silver out of the nitrate and creates these incredible crystalline structures. So I guess in the editing process, I had all of these materials at my disposal, and gradually I would filter them out tonally so that they would cluster together. And then it was a matter of editing them and developing the work around the soundtrack, which is really central to it as well. I think that provides so much of the feel for it. It's produced by this fantastic musician that I've played with in the past, Raphael Anton Irasari. He's originally from Seattle, now based in New York. We did a gig together a few years ago. He's kind of shoegaze, ambient electronica, and quite melancholic work. And I've loved his work for some years. And so we're doing this project, which is full of these kind of gothy images of churches and graveyards from the 1980s. It just seemed appropriate to get a kind of shoegaze musician to create this, to really cement this melancholic feel. So we worked back and forth over a few weeks, just generating ideas and finding the feel, and then I would kind of adjust the video to the sound and vice versa as we kind of titrated to the final product. I guess I've been interested in archives for a very long time, and lots of my projects use various kinds of material archives and old photographs. The project The Ice Suite, which is about Scott in the Antarctic, I'm using a bunch of photographs from the early 20th century by Herbert Ponting. those early photographs have such such a resonance, and I love working with these kind of image remnants of the past, and they're rich in and of themselves, but they're also, by the time we get them, often degrading, and degrading beautifully. And I like that sense of, it's kind of like a physical metaphor for our own forgetting, you know, and you can see it in the emulsion. And that's what I'm trying to do in these projects. So the Ice Suite uses these materials. My latest project, I'm doing virtual fracking. I'm destroying photographs of sedimentary rock using chemicals used in hydraulic fracturing, hydrochloric acid, sodium hydroxide, and acetic acid. And that has its own crazy resonance as well. Outback and Beyond, set in Australia's outback, using archival footage of the outback from the National Film and Sound Archive. Again, using a lot of degraded film, nitrate film from the 1920s, which nitrate film is highly explosive. It's basically a bomb, has to be kept in extremely stable conditions, otherwise it's likely to go off. And it degrades beautifully, and so a lot of the materials I was using there, again, have that kind of nostalgic sense of memory being lost in real time. You can see the disappearance. It's a very rich experience. We won an award in the Japan Media Arts Festival in 2012-2013. They flew us to Tokyo and we did the gig there in a club called Super Deluxe. I've been collaborating for a long time with sound artist Mike Cooper, who comes through this region regularly. He loves Australia, has spent, you know, 2 or 3 months here, most years, and collaborates with a lot of incredible other musicians, Chris Abrams from The Next, you know. And so Mike is a lap steel guitar player. He plays gorgeous kind of deconstructed desert blues. So he does the soundtrack for that Outback and Beyond project.